life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Welcome back to 1,000 Days. I'm back with Chloe. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Very energetic.
Yes, yes. And so I'm just going to start off by saying we are halfway through this semester. How do you feel? Like, this is your freshman year. Like, you are almost to the, like, midway point. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. I was looking at everything the other day and I was like, there's no way I've done all of this.
Yes.
And I was like, oh no, yeah, I have. Yeah. I've done it.
No, I swear, after fall break, it's like a speedy run to the finish. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, I'm super excited to hear how these past 2 weeks have been. They are very eventful, according to your journal. So I'm excited to hear about it. So we're just going to start off right away, because we talked a little bit about this before. Mm-hmm. You had a UMS trip.
I did.
Talk to me about it.
Okay, so for about a week-ish, mm-hmm. I was getting very dizzy.
Oh, fun.
To the point, like, even if I laid down, the room was spinning.
Ooh.
Which is supposed to help you when you lay down. It wasn't. We tracked it at one point, and in the span of, like, a couple hours, maybe one day, I got dizzy over 6 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we were like, that's not good.
Yeah.
So I went to UMS, and they, like, checked everything on me, and they were basically just like, you have extra fluid in your ears, which is throwing your balance off. And I was like, great, that's awesome. And they're like, just go take these, like, it's something that, like, helps clear out your head. I don't know.
Like congestion stuff?
Yeah, basically. Mm. And so, yeah,
that
was fun.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
But speaking of UMS, they're really helpful. I've made many a trip to UMS, and they are fantastic people. So if you're feeling icky-sicky from Cedar Plague, go ahead and take a little field trip. And then moving on to more fun stuff besides, you know, a little doctor's visit. Movie nights?
Yes.
Period. So what did you watch?
So one night we watched Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, you did.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Other nights we've watched The Lego Batman, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Bro, that movie's so good.
I know.
Stop.
And I think, I don't know, we're planning a few extra movie nights soon, so I'm excited about that.
Bro, I love that so much. Which one was your favorite out of the three?
Probably Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, because it is such a childhood classic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love, like, the Jell-O, what is it? Like, the orange Jell-O castle, whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Please know what I'm talking about, because I sound really dumb.
With Sam.
Yes!
With the yellow, with the orange.
With the orange scrunchie. And,
yes.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Love that movie. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's great. And what do you do at movie nights? You just watch movies? You have snacks? Like, what's the whole situation?
It usually just depends. So usually sometimes we've done homework if it's been like just one of those nights.
Mm-hmm.
Other times we're just sitting there watching. And then sometimes we'll have snacks. It's not very often though, honestly. Because we'll usually eat dinner right before we go to the movie night.
So it's like a whole like event thing.
A little bit,
you do dinner and then you do movie. Oh, so fun.
Yes.
And then now we're going to get into the part that I'm itching to get to, because I'm a nosy Nelly, my bad. So Thursday the 10th.
Yeah.
What a night.
It was a great night.
What a great night. So Chloe, even though she's a freshman, Chloe's going to be the funniest face right now. Even though she's a freshman, she had her first date.
I did.
Chloe, go ahead and spill those beans, please.
It was incredible. I'm going to gush about this for like 10 minutes. we met and it was like an instant connection of like, we both liked a lot of the same stuff. We both believed the same thing. And we spent probably that first date 3 hours together.
Wow.
Just talking about anything and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great. And is he a man of God?
He is a great man of God.
Does invited he love me, the Lord?
He does. He invited me to church that same day. And he was like, hey, I go to this church. You want to come with? So
that's so
I said
sweet.
Yes.
Yay. Well, we will definitely be praying over that relationship. Just hoping that it just it adds to your life, and he just pushes you closer to the Lord, and that you do the same for him. So fun, so cool. And then you also, on Sunday, you tried out Heritage Church.
I did.
Which is super fun. We love trying new churches here. They're so great. So, like, how was that, going to a new church?
So it was really cool. Mm-hmm. I usually, back at home, we go to a Baptist church. So it's a very, like, older fashion. So dresses, nice pants, whatever. And here it's like you can wear jeans and a nice top. Mm-hmm. Like, you can wear a dress, but not everyone does. And it was just a great atmosphere. It almost felt like being in a chapel, but having then the closer connection of having a church. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. I loved it.
Yeah. And I know, especially at Cedarville, we really do encourage students to go out and be involved in the community and just really love others well and love the community well. So how do you see, like, the importance of being involved in a church as you're coming in as a freshman?
Yeah, so it's definitely important to try and get involved, especially, like, when you're away from home and you don't have your regular church.
Yeah.
So just going to serve, going to help those who need it, or just become involved in Bible studies to learn more about God in a more personal way.
And would you say that being a part of a church or going to churches and experiencing different things would add to your spiritual life?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. We love to see it. So Sunday.
Yes.
You went to a sunflower field.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that? Like, who'd you go with? Like, what was the vibes? What'd you do there? All the things.
So it was a lot of fun. It ended up being our second date when I went there.
Cutesy.
Yes. So he took me there. We walked around, looked at some of the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Because they were huge. They had
Bro, really there's big pumpkins. Massive pumpkins in Cedarville and, like, this whole area.
Yeah. And then we walked across and went to the sunflower field and just walked around.
Aww.
And then we went. There was a apple orchard in the back, so Bro. We just walked there.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, this does not need to go on the actual final episode, but you are giving them so many, like, date ideas for all the men listening, can I just say?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, leave that in the podcast.
Oh, girl,
men,
no.
Listen.
Men.
Listen up and do this for your girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, moving on. So... All right, now we are going to jump to fall break.
Yes.
Okay? Because we literally just got off fall break. So how was that? What did you do? Like, what did you, like, experience? You know, all the things. You just made fun of my hand gesture. I'm so sorry.
I know. I meant to.
Dramatic hand gestures are my thing.
I can tell.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun. My friend from Florida came up.
Yay!
So it was very nice seeing her.
Yeah.
We went about an hour-ish away and stayed at an Airbnb for a couple days.
Oh, so sweet.
Yes, so we went to the Ohio Bookstore, the Newport
Aquarium?
Yes.
Yes!
Newport Aquarium, Cincinnati Zoo.
Yes.
I gave her a tour of campus and everything, so.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
But whenever it comes to your friend coming from Florida, was she one of the friends that we had talked about who was possibly affected by the hurricane?
She... Kind of. So she would have been near my area enough to where it wouldn't have been as bad.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, it came through.
Yeah. And how is your family doing?
They're very well. We just ended up losing power. Tree fell down, like, on the power pole. So everyone is safe. Everyone is good.
Yes. That's an answered prayer for sure.
Definitely.
And I'm just going to ask because I have a lot of friends who are also and, like, had connections to Florida. How has that been, like, being on campus while a lot of your family is possibly in a hurricane danger zone or something like that? Like, how has that been?
Yeah, it was definitely kind of stressful
because
it was kind of just like, okay, all of my family and friends could be in potential danger.
Yeah.
I don't know what this hurricane's like. I can't be down there with them and know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting, like, looking up news articles about it. I'm getting texts about it. So it was very stressful. Mm-hmm. It was nice, though, because we had power on campus.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah.
But
no, that's so solid. And do you feel like having, like, your friends on campus during that time, do you feel like that was helpful to you to have kind of a support system while you were here thinking about your family? Or
yeah. So she came about a week-ish later after it happened.
Yeah.
So it was definitely nice being able to see her and be like, okay, everyone is good. Everyone is fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's done. It's over.
Yeah.
So...
No, that's so sweet. And I'm happy she got to come up. That is so fun.
Yes.
My all-time favorite thing is bringing people to Cedarville and just having them experience Cedarville, even if it's for a day or like a few days or something, because Cedarville is so special. And I feel like sometimes us being on campus, we take that for granted. But we are just so blessed to have such a God-loving community. But I'm going to jump back to the aquarium because I love aquariums. And I also love zoos. If you are friends with me, you know I don't shut up about zoos. So what was that like going to Newport Aquarium and the zoo? Like,
yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So the aquarium, we got to where we needed to park.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
So we go up and all of a sudden we're in a mall.
You're in a mall?
Yeah, it's near a mall.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So we're looking around, and all of a sudden we see, like, the signs being, mm-hmm. like, this store, this store, this store. Well, this one said, movie theater, aquarium, outside. And we were like, what? So we, like, walked outside, and the aquarium was right there.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's actually so dope.
Yes.
And the Cincinnati Zoo. I have to ask, did you see hippos?
No, we weren't able to find them.
Bro, how could you?
I don't know.
All the way to Cincinnati Zoo, and you didn't see a hippo.
We couldn't find them.
That actually makes me so sad. You have no idea.
No, we literally walked through that whole thing almost twice.
Are you serious?
Yes. And, like, we had no clue where they were.
Did you get a map?
We tried.
I love that we're just talking about hippos. No, so, like, Cincinnati Zoo, what all did you see? What did you do? What did you eat?
So, at the zoo, we did not eat anything because zoos jack up prices.
They do, but zoo food slaps.
Yes, but I am a broke college student.
Amen, sister.
But like I said, we walked around through the whole thing.
Yeah.
We saw giraffes, elephants, manatees. Fun fact about the manatees, they're in the same, like, kind of temperature mm-hmm. and everything that, like, you know, Florida's in.
Oh.
So, we walked in there, and it's very humid in the building. Me, having not been in Florida for months, I completely forgot about it. And I walked out of that building going, oh, I cannot breathe.
Literally.
My friend's glasses were all fogged up.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun.
No, we love to see it. We love to see it. And then on Sunday, you took your friend back to the airport.
We did, yeah.
How was that?
It was not great.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we had been together that whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we get to the airport, and I'm just like, oh, I don't get to see you again until December.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
That's really sad.
Yes, it is. But yeah. it'll be good.
Yeah. And you'll get to see her before you know it because, like I said, after fall break, it's like zoom, zoom, zoom all the way to spring semester. It's crazy. But yeah, no, that's insane. I literally love to see it. Love to hear it. All the things. So where we are halfway through the semester, okay, this is going to be a little deep. So bear with me. I'm so sorry. We're halfway through the semester.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not at home.
Mm-hmm.
You're entering this new college adult life. What do you think is the biggest thing that God has been teaching you recently?
He has definitely humbled me a mm-hmm. lot. When I was in high school, I was a high honor roll student.
Yeah.
Meaning I had over a 3.8 weighted GPA.
Yeah.
So I was coming to college and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do great. And I started doing everything on my own.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it for the glory of God. I wasn't doing it, like, because he brought me here. I was doing it. I'm here. I can do what I want. I'm an adult now. And then all of a sudden, like, this past week, it hit me just a ton of bricks. And I was like, no. I was like, I can't do this on my own.
Yeah.
And so it's very, I need to lean on him
mm-hmm.
and not lean on myself, which is a very hard concept to actually understand, but yeah.
And how are you trying to kind of implement that in your life? Like, are you looking to friends to hold you accountable? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so I have a few friends that hold me accountable. One way is in chapel, I'm not holding myself back from worshiping because it feels weird.
Yeah.
And then also, like, if you look now in my bag, I am bringing my Bible and my notebook everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It stays in my bag. When I get to my dorm, it comes out of my dorm, goes on my bed straight first thing in the morning, goes right back in my bag.
Yeah.
So it's definitely keeping that stuff with me
mm-hmm.
and being like, I have time.
Yeah.
I'm going to make time for this.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's awesome. And you have a really amazing community here at Cedarville. And I think probably one of the things that I love hearing from is how you make time to spend with people, like whether it's movie nights or you're going on random Taco Bell runs, like you are just really thriving in this community. And so why do you think your community is so important and crucial to your life at Cedarville? And also, how would you encourage others who maybe are struggling to find that community or just are struggling to really appreciate their community, like, what would you say to those people?
I would definitely say, first off, for the reason why it's important for me to have my community, mm-hmm. is they are people I love with all my heart, and they are people, if I have a problem, I will go to them. Mm-hmm. I have had multiple of them. It, you know, you'll just have some of those off days, and they'll just look at you, and they just go, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, is something wrong? How can I help? And having that, like, having someone who knows you well enough to mm-hmm. where they can do that, is fantastic.
Yeah.
And for someone who does not think they have that community, I would say either one, just be bold and go out there and make that community. Because that's what one of my friends did. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be in their friend group without them.
Yeah.
And another thing is, you might be a part of that community and you're just not seeing it.
Yeah.
So look harder for those around you. And for people who don't appreciate it, simply think about how your life would be without those people. Oh. I mean, for fall break even, we were all maybe less than 6 hours apart from each other, and we all were texting each other like crazy because we didn't want to be apart.
Yeah.
And so really just start appreciating and appreciate the people who are here with you on campus.
Yeah. No, that's really amazing. And that's really a testament to what Cedarville is all about, is building that really good, solid, biblical foundation. And it presents itself in all different ways, whether it's in community or in classes or even in our little radio station that we love and adore.
Exactly.
No, that's absolutely amazing. And my last question for you is going to be kind of about, we're coming back from break mm-hmm. and assignments are coming in. And it can be a little stressful because, you know, like before you know it, like finals will be here and it'll be a whole bunch of crazy all over again. Mm-hmm. So how are you kind of mentally preparing for that, or just preparing in general?
I am, one, going out of my way to get the help I need with it. So tutoring services, writing center, all of those, just going there and being like, I need the help. I will be vulnerable about this.
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand.
Yeah.
And also just simply understanding, it is okay to feel this stress because it is stressful being in college, but let yourself just simply breathe mm-hmm. and not like overwork yourself to where you're so exhausted you can't even retain any of this.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's awesome. Well, it has been literally so amazing catching up with you, and I love talking with you, and I love hearing just about your life and how it's going. So yeah, I will definitely keep praying for this new relationship that has appeared. And just as we enter this new season at Cedarville, that you would just really just absorb all the great things that are here and the great community. But yeah, so that's all we have for this week. So we will catch up with you in 2 whole weeks, and we will see how everything is going and just see how you're doing. It'll be great.
Yep.
Yep. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Robert Hoffer, and edited by Cass Williams.